Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefko.
Hi, this is Morty Lefko on April 26, 2011, with podcast number 50. It's almost been a full year. The topic today is stop worrying about what others think. One of the most devastating problems people have is so common that nearly everybody views it as human nature. Few people even try to get rid of the problem because they assume everyone has it. It's part of the human condition. What is this problem? Worrying about what others think and doing things just to get people's approval. How do you know if you have the problem? How do you know if you're one of the tens of millions of people who have this problem? Do you often walk away from people thinking, did I say the right thing? Did I offend someone? Should I have said or asked? Do you frequently hear that little voice in your head saying, what will they think? Do you often feel you need to be a certain way and you just can't be yourself? Although these thoughts and behaviors seem to be as much a part of who we are, in fact, however, you can't eradicate these thoughts and behaviors forever. How? By eliminating the beliefs that cause them. Although this problem can be caused by different beliefs in different people, there is one specific belief that anyone with this problem almost certainly has. What makes me good enough is having people think well of me. How this belief is formed and why it's so common. Today I'm going to tell you how this belief is formed, why so many people have it, maybe even you, and how getting rid of this belief will transform your life. Early in life, many of us form negative beliefs about ourselves, like I'm not good enough. By the way, almost every one of the 14,000 clients we've had from almost 60 countries around the world has had this belief. Because most parents expect children to do things that are unrealistic for their age, such as being neat and quiet and come when called at the age of 3 or 4, and because most parents get frustrated, annoyed, or angry when their children don't do what they're told, most children conclude, there must be something wrong with me when mom and dad are upset with me so often, or I'm not good enough. Because our beliefs about ourselves are usually formed during the first 6 years of life, most of us already have this belief when we leave our houses and go out into the world of teachers, other kids, school, etc. Obviously, a belief like this would make us think as we start school, how will I get people to like me and how will I make it in the world if I'm not good enough? And these thoughts in turn lead us to feeling not okay about ourselves and anxious to some extent. The belief gets formed. And then one day a solution appears. We do something that our parents or perhaps a teacher or coach like, and they give us a very positive response. How does that make us feel? Happy and very good about ourselves. The first few times that happens, we feel good, but we don't make anything of it. And then after this progression of events occurs a few times, we conclude, if I didn't feel good about myself, and then after getting praise and or positive attention, I do feel good about that myself, what that means is what makes me good enough or important is having people think well of me. Survival strategy beliefs. This is a very special type of belief. It's a belief that tells us what needs to happen in order to experience being okay. And when it doesn't happen, we don't feel very good about ourselves. Well, if we don't experience being good enough the way we are, and we need something outside ourselves to become good enough, how often would we want that outside something to occur? All the time. Anytime anyone doesn't like us, rejects us, or thinks poorly of us, we've lost our survival strategy, our method for making us feel good about ourselves. At that point, the underlying belief I'm not good enough is uncovered and stares us in the face, leaving us feeling not good enough and producing some level of anxiety. As a result, the need to have others think well of us is experienced like a drug addiction by many people. When they achieve it, they feel good for the moment, but it's only a matter of time before they need another fix. At that point, they become obsessed about getting it. There are other survival strategy beliefs, such as what makes me good enough is doing things perfectly. What makes me good enough is being successful, wealthy. Can you now see, by the way, why some people are obsessed with this? And what makes me good enough is taking care of others. And it's possible to have more than one. But based on our experience and our private practice, having people think well of me is the most common. It now should be clear why many people are obsessed about what others think about them. Most people have the belief I'm not good enough or some variation of it, and having people think well of me is the remedy most of us have found to cover up the anxiety that stems from having that belief. Get rid of the beliefs to get rid of the obsession. If the obsession about having people think well of us is a direct result of having several beliefs, the way to get rid of the obsession is to get rid of these beliefs. You can eliminate I'm not good enough using our free interactive web program at www.recreateyourlife.com. You can also buy a program that will enable you to eliminate what makes me good enough is having people think well of me, as well as a number of other crippling beliefs. See our natural confidence program at recreateyourlife.com/natural confidence. Thanks for reading my blog. In this case, thanks for listening to it. Are you worried about what others think? Do you now understand why? Can you now understand why this is such a common phenomenon? Please share your experience on my blog at mortylefko.com. Have a great week, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at mortylefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to recreateyourlifefree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.